for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
Frustrated with the horrors of real-life dating, Mark decided to search for an online dating service in hopes of meeting a partner. He found a service that promised the perfect match and guaranteed that customers would find a mate within 1 year or else they would get their money back. After seeing that the service only cost $9 a month, Mark decided to join. He submitted his payment information online, but noticed the membership fee was $108 for 12 months rather than the monthly service that was advertised. Mark later received a bill for $488. Mark was shocked. He was unaware of both an administrative fee of $180 and a charge of $47 for account activity on the website. Mark wanted to complain to the company, but there was no contact information on the website, and he never received an electronic or written contract. Mark stopped using the unsuccessful site. He is now fed up and wants his money back.
Many people sign up for personal development services, such as health and fitness clubs, modeling agencies, dance studios, or dating services. Often, these services offer deals to a customer who prepays up front. Customers who do should know that they are protected by the Consumer Protection Act. It does not apply to nonprofit or government organizations, private clubs operated by their members, or golf clubs. But for most personal development services, this act protects consumers when they sign a contract if the cost to join is more than $50 in the following ways. The length of a membership cannot be longer than 1 year. You must be given the option to pay in monthly installments, but service providers are allowed to charge up to 25% more if you choose to make monthly payments. If there are initiation fees, they cannot be more than twice the annual membership fees. An initiation fee can only be charged once. Upon signing a contract, you have a 10-day cooling off period. The 10-day cooling off period begins when you receive a copy of the contract or when all the services under the contract are available to you, whichever is later. If you do not receive an actual copy of the agreement, you have 1 year to write a letter saying you want out. The 10-day cooling off period provides an opportunity for you to test the goods and see what the contract is worth to you. For the duration of the contract, there is a minimum warranty on the quality of services a personal development service must provide. Under the Consumer Protection Act, they are required to be of a reasonable, acceptable quality. Failing to do so may render the agreement void. During the first 10 days, you may cancel without having to provide a reason and without suffering a penalty. If you choose to, you can cancel by writing a letter or by any other form of communication that provides evidence of notification.
If the service provider refuses to refund your money, the first step is to contact the business directly with a written complaint. The company has 15 days to respond. Be sure to keep proof of the delivery of your complaint. The Ontario Ministry of Consumer Services will want to see that you tried on your own before helping you. If you follow the guidelines, and if the service provider still refuses to refund you after receiving your written complaint, you have the right to commence legal action to recover the full amount. Submit a letter to the Ministry of Consumer Services. They have the power to inquire about your situation and can make an order directing the person to comply with the Consumer Protection Act. To contact the ministry, you can go to ontario.ca and click on Consumer Services.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambton, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of October 2011 and is not legal advice.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law Talk.